Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side. Hello, everybody. Open mic. The program where you can pick your own subject. And, you know, people usually talk about what's on their minds, what's bothering them, what is in their way, and what has to be corrected. And so that's why if we tend to drift back all the time to one subject, it's because we have to live it and deal with it and fight it. So we're not going to apologize for that. Hell no. No, we're not. In walking down the street today, I realized something for the first time. You know, sometimes you don't realize things right away. And I say, you know, my phone will tell me what street I'm on, you know, but it won't tell me, you know, where the address is. You know, it won't say you're right in front of so and so address. It'll tell me the number, but I don't know which building it is. And I realized for the first time that we have to pay for these phones. Now the government will give you a phone, but it's not a good one. It's a piece of junk. It doesn't have all the features on it. I don't even think a lot of them have internet on it. So we have to pay. I pay $100 a month for my phone. We have to pay to know where we are when the damn signs should be up there to tell us where we are, like everybody else. The average person has double protection. They have the phone, and they can read the friggin' sign. We don't have that. And half the time, for some reason, one reason or another, the phone doesn't even work. Or if your concentration strays when you're trying to figure out where you are, especially when you're visually impaired, and you're trying to follow your dog and all that. Now some people will tell me, "Oh, I can do it." All right, well that's you. You go and do it, but don't put it on everybody, because not everybody can do it. You know? So we are paying to know where the hell we are. Think about that. We have to pay for the damn phones to give us information. The information is not up there when you're visually impaired like it is for everybody else. You can't read the sign. You're hoping that the damn, if the phone tells you something, you're hoping it tells you the right thing. But you can't go up to the building or whatever it is, the fixture of the sign, and check it to make sure that it told you the right thing. You see what they did to us? They're making us pay. It should be the other way around. They should be paying us for not giving us equality for all these years. They ought to make a settlement with us. And you know what I would say to them? You know what the settlement I want is? Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the settlement. I wouldn't ask for money for myself. I would ask for that as a settlement. In fact, every disabled person should come out like that. Now that should be a protest. We want a settlement, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, to settle for all the crap that you gave us all these years, non-accessibility, blind and wheelchairs, autism, developmental, whatever it is. We want a settlement of a guarantee that no one will be able to start up a nursing home again and leave people in their own home and let the agencies raise half the money and let the government put up half and always be there as a backup. Can you imagine if 42 people stood up and put it up on a website or whatever and demanded that? That's what we need. There's your settlement. What do you want? You want to get rid of these damn nursing homes. That's what most people want. So there's a way to settle this damn thing. If you could ever get a lawyer to take it into court, you know, that's another thing. The government is so damn protected that half the time you can't even get these issues into court. It has to be just a small issue. In other words, it has to be a person fighting not to go into a nursing home. It can't be the whole damn country. And that's what's wrong with the system. That's why we're in this situation. But there is what should be happening. There's the settlement. What we should demand. They compensate us by getting rid of these nursing homes, for making all these barriers, putting all these barriers in our way. Every different disability.
Frank?
All right, that's the Inner Sight proposal. Yeah.
Lorraine's on hold.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. All right, open mic. 213-816-1650. Let's take a phone call from my good friend Lorraine on Inner Sight. Hello.
Hello, how have you both been?
Hey, we're good. How you doing?
Good.
I'm doing all right. Yes, I had my surgery back January the 10th for my cornea, but 2 months in a recovery, I found out that my retina detached.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the cataracts?
I mean,
you
the cornea?
Cataracts?
No, I had cornea surgery.
Oh.
That's what I had. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cataract
so,
That was back in 96.
Was it detached before you had the surgery?
No.
It happened after?
They said it had, because I had some, one of the risks is you may start bleeding, but they catch it right away. But they're saying to me it happened during surgery.
Oh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's not supposed
to happen.
That's not. I mean, with my other doctor I had, that never happened with Dr. Donfield, but somebody else was doing the surgery.
That's the risk.
Yeah.
That's the risk that people take with these damn surgeries. You know, my friend Peppa is going through it. I tried to talk her out of it, but she decided she wanted to go with the surgery. In fact, she's going to have surgery on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Which type of surgery is she having?
Hers is cataract related.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it involved the retina, not that I know of.
No. That doesn't involve the retina at all.
But it's still risky.
Mm-hmm. It's just taking the film off of the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, the
now
cataract
they have, they have a new homeopathic remedy, and you can buy it in the health store. I don't recall the name of it. You know, and you put it in your eye. It's eye drops. My brother is using it. He has cataracts, and it's working. It's helping his vision to clear up. He says his vision is a lot clearer now. He's been using it for a few months. And he says it's the greatest stuff, you know. And now I don't know if it works in connection with the retina. I don't know. You'd have to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd have to find out. Have somebody read the literature or talk to a doctor who is using it on his patients. That's going to be hard to find, but I'm sure that there are some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might have power over the retina. I don't know. All I know is that my brother tells me it's working for him. I try to convince Pepper to go that way, and she didn't want to. So I'm supporting her with the medical that she's going through, you know, standing by her. But yeah, you ought to check that out. What do you got to lose?
Nothing. Mm-mm.
So can you see at all?
No, it's very blurry right now because I still have the stitches in it. Once they start taking the stitches out, it takes anywhere from 6 months up until a whole year until it's fully healed. And by then, it'll be like from January to January. So it'll be probably
different.
Well,
what are they saying? When they take the stitches out, you'll be able to see more?
A little bit more clearly. But see, where I had the bleeding was right there where the iris was at. Over my iris, I had blood there.
Yeah, you see, that's why I don't believe in this cutting up stuff, you know. I really don't. I don't believe the body was made for that, you know.
Mm-mm.
I believe in the more in the way that Jesus operated.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Yeah.
You read the story in the Bible, the most famous story.
He caused the blind man to see again.
Yeah, the blind man. What did he do? He knelt down on the earth.
Yes.
And picked up some mud. Now, of course, the Lord
yes, he
knew
did.
where the good mud is. where the minerals are. And he made it into the shape, as I'm recalling, this guy's eyes, and put it on his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And opened up his eye. What was that? What was that that he put on this blind person's eyes? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was something very powerful. And it might even be contained in this new medicine. Who knows?
Right.
Because he also said, anoint thyself with oil.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Now, I'm very curious to know if this new medicine has any oils in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there would be the phrase that Jesus wanted people to remember. Anoint thyself with oil. Come to find out that all these oils that come from the plants can cure the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he said that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have anointing oil here.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
you
right
do?
There in the Bible.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have anointing oil that my pastor prayed over.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what kind
you
of
know
oil
why
is.
I'm on the phone, Frank? I'll tell you why. I remember.
Wait a minute, you interrupted me. Ho, 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 ho. Back up.
Sorry.
I just asked Lorraine a question. Oh.
I didn't hear.
Lorraine, what kind of oil is that, do you know?
It's just usually it would be olive oil that they pray over and anoint, and then so they bless it, and then so after, you know, you get your anointing, they put it in the formation of a cross on the forehead, and they pray over your head and everything with
it. Is it pure olive oil? Anything else in it?
It's pure olive oil.
Now that olive oil is very good for you.
It is.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's very good for your skin. It's very good for your
yes, it is hair
your organs.
And everything. Mm-hmm.
Because you
had the person. Mhm.
Yeah.
Because I remember there were times when they were praying for a person, they anoint the person on the forehead, and they told them to take a sip of it to drink. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
olive oil can be taken. Internally, there's a lot of oils. Jesus spoke a lot about the olive tree.
Yes, he did. The olive tree, that's right.
You know. Now,
and
Suzanne, what were you going
to
say?
A lot of olives.
What I wanted to ask is, when they say MCT on the frankincense and the myrrh. It's an oil MCT, but I'm not sure exactly what it does. Does it keep it together? Do you know anything about it?
Well, you have to Google it. I know it's a very powerful oil. They put it on Jesus when he was born. That's how powerful.
Mm-hmm.
They wrapped him in it.
Wow.
It was frankincense, myrrh, and cassia.
The Gospel of Mark,
mm-hmm.
they wrapped him in it.
And it protected
him. Obviously, oils can protect you.
They can.
They kill bacteria. Yeah. They kill germs. They found out now, after all this stuff and after these stupid with the virus, these stupid machines that they try to put on people, they found out that kills a lot of people. And now they found out that the wild oil of oregano kills the virus.
Mm.
And we said that all along on the internet.
Yes, you did.
All throughout the whole damn thing.
The wild oil of oregano, and I told somebody else to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When you shared it with,
The virus.
Yes.
The virus. Protects you. Put a little on your it's very, very strong. A little on your lips before you go out. Put it around your nose. It protects you.
Mm-hmm.
Anoint thyself with oil.
That's right.
There's something to that. There's a very profound, deep meaning to that Jesus said that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the miracle of life, the oil that is in the plants.
Mm-hmm.
If this world wasn't polluted, if it was perfect, all the water and the air and everything, and you had the oils, and you didn't have to eat all this processed food, you would never die.
That's true.
You'd be young forever.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
I believe in
Jesus
that, too.
Knew that. What?
Yeah. I definitely believe in that. With what I've been going through the last 2 days, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. The problem, these doctors do not work with the holistic person, the whole person. They'll give you a pill for one thing. And that's why a lot of people have trouble getting better, because they're not working with the whole body is connected.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was made.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with the whole thing. And that's what these oils do, and a lot of these herbs. Herbs are another great healer. The herbs.
But
check out that oil. If I get the name of it, I'll let you know. You can get it in the health store. They sell it in a lot of the health stores now.
My children's father bought oil of oregano because he went into the hospital Friday. He was borderline. He was on the verge of having a stroke.
Oh, my.
Mm.
Yeah, his sugars was 500.
Wow.
Yep, he kept throwing up. Went outside, came back in the house, threw up again. He was very weak and everything, and that's what happened. He's home now, but
how
he's changed
a lot. How old
guy
is he?
64.
That's young.
Mm-hmm.
64. So what's wrong with him?
They said that if he wouldn't have, they said that he was on the borderline of a stroke, possible heart attack, and if he didn't come in, he would have been probably doing dialysis. That's what they said. And then today, he told me he's not 100%. He almost fell off the step coming in the house.
Is he overweight?
He's that weak. Slightly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. All he's been doing is dressing. worrying about everything.
That's not good. That's not good. Sounds like he's got some trouble with his kidneys, too.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's got to detoxify himself. You know, one of the biggest things that people don't do, fasting, is they're finding out, is very good for a lot of these ailments, you know?
That's what my church is doing. We start from midnight Tuesday all the way up until Wednesday.
Wow.
We do it Tuesday and Wednesday night. Yep.
Don't forget to drink plenty of water.
Oh, I do.
Now, you know one of the best waters, the Pellegrino water. Comes from the Italy. It has all the minerals in it.
Oh, okay.
It's really great, great stuff, man. I love it. I got bottles of it here.
I got to make a note of it.
Yeah, Pellegrino water. But anyway, how's your show doing?
It's doing fine. I mean, I had off a week because of the surgery and everything like that. I took off a couple of days, but I'm back up and running. We just had sports talk tonight a few minutes ago.
Oh, wow.
All right, so we're starting a branch of Inner Sight out in Montana.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you heard the show last night, but and the woman who is going to be the head of the chapter was trapped in a nursing home.
Oh,
and
boy.
Her daughter went to visit her, she told her daughter, get me out of here, you know. She got dressed, got in the car, and got the hell out.
Okay.
She helped her escape. And now the daughter and the mother are both working on Inner Sight Montana. How do you like that story?
I love that story.
It's going to make a great news story. Let me tell you something.
Yes, it will.
I want to get that on the Montana Associated Press. You wait and see. My buddy Caruso will tell me who to call. Isn't that some story?
Yeah.
That's Inner Sight. And I met this woman, didn't meet her, but on one of the chat lines. She's blind, you know. And I met her because they're trying to cut off her Medicaid.
Oh.
So now we're advocating for her,
you
know, and we got a good chance of getting her her spend down paid for the next 3 years.
Nice.
So that's how we met, you know. And she's so interested and so moved by Inner Sight that she wants to open up a chapter in Montana.
Oh, all right.
We're going to do it, man. And the purpose of the chapter, this is the icing on the cake. The purpose of the chapter, the primary purpose, will be to keep people out of nursing homes. In other words, to raise money and help people with what they need that the state won't give them, you know? And we're going to say, to hell with you. You won't give it? We'll raise the money. We'll get it for them. How do you like this? And she's going to get a 501c3. She wants to apply for that, too.
Okay.
I think we may get that foundation yet. This could be the beginning of the foundation.
Yes, it could be.
So tomorrow we have a phone meeting with the Secretary of State in Montana. It's a $20 fee. Inner Sight will pay it. We're going to get moving, man. We're going to do it. I want Inner Sight chapters all over this country. I got potential in Massachusetts, Illinois, and Texas.
Okay.
Three more states. That would make five. New York, Montana, Texas, Illinois, and the other one, Massachusetts. So we're moving forward, man. We're moving. And we got that news conference coming up, supposed to be next month.
Okay.
On the nursing homes.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get you out here.
Okay.
We got to get...
Lorraine?
Yes.
Do you have time to speak with me, say, tomorrow, so I can get your comments about your aunt and in the nursing home?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
do. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what time should I call about?
What time you just let me know and I can
usually the afternoon, I'm good.
Okay, then. All right.
All right.
Yeah, get that up there.
Yeah, I want to.
All right.
We're going to blast this thing wide open. You wait and see, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. We got other independent living centers interested already.
Okay.
That are in favor of the whole thing. And other agencies. And now, I learned the other day through our friend Joe Delgado, who's the executive director of the SILO, the independent living out here. He told me that there are some politicians now that are coming over to our side.
Great. About time.
So we're hoping to get them to the news conference.
Yes.
And blow this thing up. And like
now
Joe
they see.
Said, we're going to come down hard on these damn nursing homes.
Yeah.
We don't want them. We don't need them. So that's inner sight. We're moving forward, man. We're going to do it. All right, let's see. Inner sight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Thank you so much for the dog food for my Charabel. Greatly appreciate it. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net, the email, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady out there in New Jersey. So give her a holler and help the Akita Rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you can see the wonderful presence of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school out here in Smithtown. And if you'd like to do a day for Milton, contact us. We did one last May. It was a beautiful thing. It was a big success. We raised some awareness. And we need days for Milton to pop up all over the country. So I'm going to try to get one. Once we get this inner sight chapter set up, I'm going to try to definitely get one in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a perfect place.
Pardon me.
So, Day for Milton, contact us, 631-224-3090 on the hotline, or email innersight1620@gmail.com. What is it?
We have Louie waiting in the wings.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hold on, Lou. All right. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And back again to Shelby's Kitchen. I forgot to give you the number. 631-286-0444, which is the catering store for all your catering needs. And if you visit there, you'll see a beautiful painting of Milton. So Shelby's Kitchen and the Day for Milton. Let's see, we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary, 631-484-3085 on the phone number. Or go to the Facebook or the website. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. If you need dog food or cat food. I want to thank Mr. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York, Islip Cleaners, for their donating Suffolk Bus Corp, of course, for their help, and my good friend Ira Tucker, who now is working with us on the setting up this nursing home news conference. So thank you, Ira, for that. So we got Ira and we got the Jill at the silo, public relations over there. Good combination, the two of them. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And anybody out there, if you'd like to start an Inner Sight chapter to protect people from going into nursing homes, contact us. We'd be happy to get together with you on the phone,
mm-hmm.
get the Secretary of State in your state, get the information, and Inner Sight will pay to open the chapter, just like we're going to do tomorrow for Montana. This is a $20 small fee. Every state's different. Years ago, 1986, when we started Inner Sight, my good friend Stanley Root donated. It was $80 here in New York. You know, everything in New York is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He donated the $80 and started Inner Sight. And Stanley and I were friends for many, many years. He passed away. Great lawyer. All right, we got Louie on the line.
Yep, waiting.
All right, Louie Rivera on Inner Sight, open mic. Now, Louie, keep it clean.
Hi, Frank.
No, none of that foul language, you know.
No, I would never, Frank.
Well, you're not a fowl. You're a person. You're not a duck.
Yeah.
Or a chicken.
Yeah, Polito. Polito.
There you go. Polito, rock and pollo.
I had pollo for dinner.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did?
Popeye's pollo.
Oh, wow. Mm. All right. Yeah, so how you doing? So,
hello,
what
Frank.
Brings
hello,
you...
Suzanne.
Hey, Lou.
Say hello,
okay,
Lorraine.
Roll
She's on the... Lorraine's on the line.
Did I know Lorraine?
Yeah.
Hello, is Lorraine on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Lorraine. How are you? This is Louie.
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Louie. How have you been?
Yeah, thinking about you. Maybe you had that a poor thing that you with the either a poor sound through the thing or a poor clarity. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
He has some kind
like of broken record. Anyway, what brings you on the air, Lou?
For tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you about what was that? Nobody Starves of Long Island. What you would call it?
Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's for dog food and cat food.
Yeah.
For free.
What about Coracopia?
Yeah, they have that sometimes.
Was it organic? I heard of it. Organic dog food? You kidding me? Or you get it out of the can? Open the can and get it out of the can.
Well, that's what we're going to give Louie on the television show, dog food. And we'll have a couple of dogs barking in the background. Trying
yeah.
to get the food from Louie. Cut that.
Hey, and you put P.S. Put the love drops in the Coracopia.
That's it. Put the love drops in the dog food, and the next thing you know, the dogs will be drunk.
Yeah.
I knew
that,
a stupid
something like
guy.
That. Yeah.
I knew a
yeah.
stupid guy who gave his dog beer.
Beer. Wow.
And the dog got drunk.
Yep.
Yeah, I only gave him a little bit, but still. Anyway, yeah, so we're going to have a great time Friday night.
Yep.
With the funnies. One of the things we're going to have is Red Fox goes out with a very, very young girl.
Oh. Yeah.
And Lamont trying to stop him, see?
Ah.
Are you crazy, Pop? What's wrong with you? I ain't too old. I'm not old. I got charisma.
Although I'll bring
charisma.
Chico to the house.
Yeah. You're going to wind up with a heart attack.
As Julio's going in Chico.
What a way to go. Will you cut that out? Yeah.
And then
Friday
Chico
night.
Come. That's Julio Fuentes' dog, Pat Chico. He came to Fred Savage. Now he's eating up the dip. Chico, leave the dip alone. What is he eating a holy moly dip for? As he eat that.
Hey, who was that guy who played Chico? Was that Chito Puente?
No, that's Gregory Sierra played Julio Fuentes.
Oh, in the movie?
No, Sanford and Son.
Oh, I didn't know that. How come they didn't put Tito on?
On Sanford and Son?
Yeah.
No, Tito Puente starred in the 1992 movie The Mambo Kings.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I remember that too.
Yeah. Well, I know. Fred had Lena Horne on the show.
Yep, Stony River.
Yeah, Tommy Weather. Yeah, Lena Horne. I had the great honor of meeting Lena years ago. Beautiful, beautiful lady. She came in. I was in the studio. They were doing ads for the big show we put together. Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, and Lena comes in. I never met her in my life. She comes up to me. She says, "Hi, baby." Gives me a big kiss. And I could fall over, you know. She was a sweet lady, man. Lena Horne. I miss her.
At the NBC studio?
I forget where it was. No, I don't think it was NBC. It was a private studio that they rented out.
That's in California.
No, New York. I didn't go to
New York City?
Yeah. New York, off of Fifth Avenue someplace.
Hey, what happened to Sweet Pepper Treat? What happened to her?
She's going to have surgery on Thursday. She's been taking time
off.
Yeah,
I hope she feels better. I'm there.
Take care of her eyes. And I just hope that it goes
surgery on the eye?
She's having trouble. She has cataracts.
In the eye?
Yeah.
They got to take it out?
They're working on it. They gave her some injections, you know, but she has to get rid of the damn diabetes, otherwise forget it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help her get with
Hello,
natural
Father.
Stuff, you know.
Hello, Father. Here I am at Cat Granada. Cat was very entertaining. And even in no stops operating, and me, the other waiters, to the late cast alligators. See, that's better. Is that a poison in light night after dinner?
You know where that music is from, Louis?
Why?
It comes from an opera.
Really?
Yeah.
Called La Gioconda. Dun, 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 dun. It's the intermezzo, they call it.
Yeah.
You know, the intermittent between the acts of the opera. Yeah, it's an opera about a girl who gets kidnapped. Her name is La Gioconda, and this guy Enzio, he's a ship captain. He vows to rescue her, and he sails on the ship. And, that's what the
well, Frank,
about.
I got another joke for you.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. You just are always just a fuzzy young man. Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Brown. You probably could be the other than the night and take your home, so eat it. So eat it. Hey, you gotta take it to your if you can. Don't want you to touch a casserole. You got a child down, but your stomach gets cold, so eat it. So, don't you tell me you're full.
Eat it.
Wait,
eat
wait,
is that a Michael Jackson song?
Yeah, it is.
No, that's a Weird Al Yankovic parody.
Yep, Weird Al Yankovic, yep.
Yeah.
That's Michael Jackson, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Beat It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, hey, Michael. Well, watch out. Weird Al Yankovic, I listened to his recordings back in the 80s. That parody song was making me laugh, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
All of his songs was funny. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Friday night, 8 to 9 on the Funnies. We'll have a little fun over here, and Louie will be there to sing that song, Beat It. And
here's another one.
Else.
Yeah. Here's another one. Some girl that I made it to miss school. Somehow I made it through. Coming, I said, make a mistake or two. If it lasts in my class, made a guess. Tried to operate from the mistake or two. They put his inside out, his attractors too, like a surgeon, cutting for the very first time,
oh, Jesus.
Like a surgeon.
Where did you hear that song?
Hear the waiver, you two sigh.
I heard that song before, too.
Me, too.
I never heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
I
what,
made it up as Weird Al Yankovic.
And
I made
graduate
those,
or what?
I made those novelty parody songs. I made it up.
Yeah, that's a good one. You sing that Friday night. I'll do a skit on medical school. That's how they graduate when they get drunk and they sing that song.
Oh, want me to do the promo?
Yeah.
Oh, don't forget, Friday night, listen up, Friday from 8 to 9 p.m., we're going to have the Friday Night Follies, or the Follies, either one. We're going to have a lot of good times. I'm going to do Lauren Hardy, that Sanford and Son, the Honeymooners. I won't forget Connie and Chrissy. I miss them very much. I'm going to do Connie and Chrissy. You can find it on the internet wherever you need it. We're going to have a lot of fun with those two pretty ladies, Connie and Chrissy. I'm going to have a blast with those two ladies.
We got to find them.
Mm-hmm.
If I find them, I'll invite them down to the show. You can dance with them on the show.
Yeah, I gotta wear a cologne before I go over there and see them.
Yeah. Put on a whole bottle of cologne and smell the whole place up.
No, not too much.
Well, yeah, wait a minute. You got any Spanish cologne?
I got Baron Dandy. I got...
I knew that.
Pierre Cardin. I got that. I used that for years. I got Brut. I got Old Spice.
Oh, I got Old Spice. Well, you got them all, man. Brut.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got perfume.
Perfume? Wait a minute. That's for girls.
So? Hey,
Suzanne,
I got perfume also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, I got a number
too.
Here.
Huh?
I got a number here I want to tell everybody about, but you see, you can go to this place and do a dance. Third Eye Insight. So they teach you how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464. Devin, now this guy, you could talk to him in Spanish. Devin Fernandez. Third eye. Is
I,
it in Spanish?
What for? I haven't been there. What for?
They teach you how to protect yourself.
No, I don't go there. Get out of here. I'm not going over there. Get out of here.
Why not? You have fun over there.
I don't have their appointment.
You could do the carumba.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Play a little bongo for a bit.
Hey, Louis. I want you to say in Spanish, third eye insight. Can you say that in Spanish?
Tres ojos de inner sight.
Insider. All right, 445-3464-631, Fernandez, Devin.
I'll be Rosanna, then I'm going to the bathroom.
You're going to the bathroom. All right. Make sure you go. Hey, imagine if you had to have a license to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I just thought of a skit. What a skit. Uh-huh. That would, wait a minute. Well, have you got your license? I got to go. Please.
I got to check out the women's swimsuit.
Please. I got diarrhea. Where's your license?
Yeah, right.
Friday night, folks.
Yep.
Some politician comes up with an idea. $20 for a license because of that.
Oh, my God.
Spray Lysol before you go to the bathroom. Go spray some Lysol.
Oh, that's going to be a great skit, man.
Yeah.
I'll go get some air spray disinfectant spray in the bathroom before I get in there.
And you've got two big guys dressed in black at the door, 6'6".
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
You show the license. Why do you think you're going?
Suzanne, I like those women's swimsuits in the store. I saw it.
Yeah.
I have a swimsuit, but I use it for, right now, only physical therapy to go in the water. But I'm going to be going to the beach this summer. I need some sunlight.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight, Louis. Thanks.
Yeah, when I go to the beach, I got to see Suzanne over there. Say, hello, Louie, welcome to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go
have to see me over there. I'm going to wear my trunks, I'm going to wear my top, I'm going to wear my shade glasses.
Fake glasses?
I'm going to be Frank Perino. I'm going to disguise as Frank Perino.
I used to wear glasses years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They hated them.
Hey, Suzanne, let me ask you something. Louis's never been personal. I just want to look at the lady's swimsuits. That's all. You know, I just looked around for it.
Oh, yeah. I have a black and white one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully more black than white to cover the bad areas.
Yeah, you got to bring the wheelchair with you?
Oh, yeah. I can't walk right now.
Put the wheelchair in the ocean, float away.
Also,
I
like those I like those stretch leggings. I like any color. I like blue, black, gray, the red.
Nice.
Men wear it.
What are you talking about?
Men wear it too.
You wear it to the beach?
No, I wear it anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see
I'm
you Friday night, Lou.
I know. Oh, if I get the right size I can fit, I'm an X large.
Okay.
Yeah, it made me look good. Hey, Lorraine, good to hear your voice.
But thank you. Good to hear yours, too.
Okay. And Suzanne and Frank, and I'll call you on the telephony. On a Friday night, frolics.
All right.
All right, Lou.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Hey, take
Friday
care.
Night.
I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye, Suzanne.
Bye-bye, Lou.
All right. Inner Sight open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No, we're good. Just right. Lorraine, I, and you.
So the show where you can talk about whatever you want, you know, if you call in, just keep it clean. And I'm very excited about Inner Sight Montana. I'm so excited that I might go out and buy myself a 10-gallon hat. Cowboy hat.
I love,
you know,
a picture
of
that, Frank.
One of those John Wayne specials, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a great, great chapter. And it's really ironic that Lori, the woman who we're helping, who's starting the chapter, her daughter lives in Texas, where my daughter lives. So, man, get two of them together.
Mm-hmm.
You could start an Inner Sight chapter in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
See how everything can come together, world? There's no stopping us now.
That's right.
All right.
Hey, Frank, when you get a chance, I have an open mic.
Oh, go ahead. Open mic. Go ahead.
Okay. The last 2 days have been a nightmare for me. Even this morning, I don't curse. When I start cursing, that just means I'm so frustrated, I need to, you know, get it out. Well, put it this way. I call to find out, you know, a lot of the things what happened with my card from my health insurance thing. First of all, I can't even see the number to dial them. So I had to get my aide to look at the number. We got the number. I call. I was on an hour and a half, Frank, an hour and a half. I even called the supervisor to speak with me and then the manager, and they didn't do anything. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing for me. I found out
did
that
they replace the card?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 2024, the card. I only have 2023. They won't give me back the money that was lost on January and February. Now I'm about to lose March, and they won't give me back any of the money that's supposed to be on that card. So that's one thing.
What, was it $100 a month?
Yeah. No, $163 a month.
Oh, wow.
Well, no way.
Yeah, that's a good amount to add it together.
Yeah.
It's supposed to roll over.
Not in this one.
Well, you should definitely ask for a hearing. I wouldn't take that.
I am.
I
was so pissed.
It rolls over with my company, the WellCare.
Well, I'm going to look into that.
You got a good shot.
Yeah.
Demand a hearing. They have a hearing system on that.
On what? On that particular? Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, you call and you say, "I want give me get the number," or they'll switch you right into the hearing division, and they'll take the information and they investigate it, and they'll let you know. I think you'll win.
I think I will, because I'm really number one. I'm ticked off. When I get ticked
off,
tell
them you couldn't read the card.
Couldn't read the card. Couldn't get the money that was supposed to be on the damn card.
They're supposed to give you large print.
That's correct.
On something like that. That's the law. That's the ADA law.
And then
the
saga. Yeah, I know. The saga continues with the medicine nightmare. Finally, they sent me the medicine, but they sent me the wrong one.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Right now, I'm not winning. I'm 2-0. So, yeah, and they sent me the wrong one. It's supposed to be a different medicine altogether. I'm not taking that damn thing. I'm calling them tomorrow, and I'm going to say, listen, you sent me the wrong one.
Well, in the meantime, Google, swelling in the limbs,
well,
and find out what you can put on. I know one thing would be good, oil, the... castor oil.
I have that, actually. I could put it
organic
on my bed.
Organic castor oil.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on every night.
Okay.
And even you should put it on twice a day.
Yeah, I think that's
very good for circulation.
Thank you.
Castor oil. And then Google it and see what else.
Yeah, I will.
You can get in the meantime. Well, you know, maybe you wouldn't need the damn medicine.
I hope not.
But that's what I would do. Castor oil. Immediately castor oil. Massage it in. Yeah, it's very good.
So that was my week.
Circulation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. We're going to pick out a theme, the title of which is Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And we will certainly have be talking about after we speak with the Secretary of State's office in Montana. We'll give you a report on that, the chapter, Inner Sight chapter in Montana, to help keep people out of nursing homes. You know, now the state's not going to like it, but I don't give a damn if they like it or not. I'm not afraid of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not afraid of this either.
There's nothing they can do. We have a right to help people who are disabled. So we're going to go forward, and we'll come up with a theme for tomorrow night's show on the nursing home. Thursday night, well, we pick out a different subject. We'll have to see what we decide. And, of course, Friday, you heard Louie talk about the frolic. Oh, and the big skit Friday, where's your license to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, the bathroom.
The bathroom. The bathroom license.
That's right.
That'll be the you got to have a good imagination.
Mm-hmm.
But like we always say, don't try any of these things at home. You know, it's all fun. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And I want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Ice Slip Cleaners, everybody who keeps the show on there. I want to thank Suzanne Engineer, Lorraine for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All of our friends and Sweet Pepper, hurry up and get well and get back on here. She wants to come back on, she told me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we'll do it. We're going to do it. We're gonna move forward and make things happen. You wait and see. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090, or the email innersight1620@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, whatever state you're in, contact us. You know, the summertime is coming, be a perfect time to do a day for Milton.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you so much. And goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Inner
Take care.
Sight.